you say anything, you will get in trouble. I mean, they could take away your ranking and all this stuff if you speak out. So it's a great micro. The military's always been a great microcosm for the government to always experiment on, because it's a contained community, and so they can see how the normal reaction would be with the general population by just seeing what they can do with the military members, because they can't say anything. That's the sad part about it.
Yeah,
the moralization of America. I mean, it's what liberals do best.
Especially people who have been in the military pre-Obama, who have been really under assault with this stuff the last 15 years now. Now it's just, this is so over the top, so out of control. And by the way, diversity, seeing all different colors of people is fine. But I do not need to know who you sleep with, and that is not diversity.
Well, we did have Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and it worked fine.
Yeah.
We don't need to know that. Just do your job.
They knew that was a necessary step to get where we're at now. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, y'all have a good one.
You too. Thanks for the call.
Chris.
And Phil.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeesh.
I missed your show yesterday in the afternoon. I had called earlier, asked you to look at that Twitter video, What is a Woman?
Yes.
Did you get a chance to check it out?
Yeah, we did.
Did you see the whole thing all the way through?
I have not watched it all the way through, but I watched a good chunk of it.
And that's about all you needed, right? Is the first hour to make your stomach
actually
burn,
the first 10 minutes. Yeah, no, it's...
Is that some bizarro crap or what, man?
It's off the deep end. Totally off the deep end.
And I love how the people on the other side, they will sit there with a straight face and just tell you, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
There is no reality. One lady, well, what reality? Whose reality? Which reality? There's only one reality.
Yeah.
And there's only one truth. Either it happened or it didn't. It's black or it's white. What is all this gray, you know?
Yeah. So, this is all by design, man. And it's, as I read yesterday, they're in no hurry. They're doing it incrementally. As long as they get to the goal, they're just like any other terrorist organization.
Exactly.
We take whatever time we need to achieve our goal, but we will achieve our goal, and they are getting...
And actually, Greg, they're worse than any terrorist. Even though terrorists go after their children or children that they can influence early, but 5, 8, 7 years ago, this was perversion. You would be locked up in jail for discussing these kind of things with a child.
You're absolutely correct.
And they're grooming. I saw something the other day about the gays against grooming. Even most of the gay population knows that this is a sick, sick thing that these people are trying to do.
Yes. No, and you're absolutely right. I have many gay friends. None of them are down with any of this.
They need to be the ones to stand up, because otherwise...
Nobody will listen to them. They're trying. You heard mentioned gays against groomers. Yep. Who's giving them any publicity? Nobody.
Nobody. Zero.
Because they don't want to. They don't want to be subjected to the blowback and the blast from the alphabet groups. Yeah.
From the perverts. From
deviants.
The absolute deviants. Yep. Exactly. But keep up the good work, sir. I always enjoy listening to you.
Right. Not trying to hurt anybody, but come on. Absolutely crazy. By the way, if you'd like a driveway that you can see from outer space, although that's hard to confirm, call Turf Stalkers 558-1611 for real professional pressure washing. There's a picture of it on my Facebook page. Kenny McMahon and his team at Turf Stalkers did just a phenomenal job. And of course, you'll notice that the lawn adjacent to that driveway looks pretty damn good too.
Yeah.
Because they take care of that as well. I have retired from lawn mowing and was able to do it thanks to them. Reasonably priced services with excellent outcomes. 558-1611. Look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard across from Lowe's.
And now a star is born. On June 7th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Prince.
Congratulations. It's a boy. What will you name him?
The baby formerly known as Fetus.
Prince, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Major League Baseball postponed games in New York and Philadelphia on Wednesday night because of poor air quality caused by smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The National Women's Soccer League game in New Jersey and an indoor WNBA game in set for Brooklyn were also called off Wednesday amid hazy conditions that have raised alarms from health authorities. Chris Licht was ousted as chief executive at CNN following a series of missteps and plunging ratings. David Zaslav, the CEO of CNN parent company Warner Brothers Discovery, announced the leadership change on CNN's morning editorial call on Wednesday. Zaslav appointed a four-person leadership team to lead the network in the interim. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 91 points, the Nasdaq dropped 171. This is SRN News.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Being fat. I mean, I think we all try. I ride my bike. I did 4 miles in that heat today at an average speed of 10 miles an hour, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially for somebody of my mature age. And it's definitely toned my legs, and there's been some great improvements, but there is that waist area, man. The term we came up for, Rich Thomas and I, is hard lard. And what the, excuse me. At Infusion Cryo and Laser, the new technology is cryo contouring, and it's incredibly popular because it attacks that fat. So if you don't want us playing your song anymore, call 296-1662 and get a consultation on it because it works. Rich Thomas still has that boyish face, but you know what? I wouldn't call him a spring chicken. He has the lowest waist size in 25 years. Thanks to this, because it does the work that... look, Well, why don't you do some crunches, you might ask? Well, I could try, but I think if I tried to do crunches, those titanium bolts they put in my neck last year would pop through my flesh and embed themselves in the nearest wall. I can't. I'm doing the bike. It's dangerous enough. Seriously, they can target not only the waist, but other areas where it's been nothing but frustration. I know a lot of people who walk with weights to try and tone the arms, and it gets a good part of it, but it doesn't get it all. Cryo contouring can get that and get rid of it. The process is called apoptosis. If you're interested in really doing something that'll make a difference, call 296-1662 and talk to Coach Ryan Turner and learn about all the great services they offer. Life-changing services at infusioncryoandlaser.com. It is the bomb. It is state-of-the-art. Everything they do there can help you lead a better life. IV vitamin therapy, the cryotherapy chamber, and more. I just took a look out back, and let's say about half an hour ago, the sky to the north was completely clear. Those thunderstorms that happened right around showtime at 3 that started in Elmore worked their way to the southeast, and now Union Springs, take a look down there. Areas in Macon County and so forth, they're getting pounded there, but now it looks like there's some new stuff starting to flare up, which is not unusual at this time of the year. It's hot, humid. So let's put the radar in motion and see what we might expect. Just a couple of, you may still yet see a flicker of lightning, hear a little thunder, or get a brief but intense shower. And we'll have Rich's forecast for the rest of the afternoon coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Join the fun as Second Saturday Riverfront Festivals return to Montgomery's Riverfront Park on June 10th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they celebrate the 70s. Dress in your best 70s attire and bring your roller skates. There'll be prizes for the top 70 outfits. The night will feature music by the cover band Hat Trick, the Montgomery Roller Derby Team, a dance floor, themed mocktails, vintage cars, food vendors, and fireworks. Don't miss the 70s-themed Roll Bounce Skate Party, Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs. Free admission, no outside alcohol permitted.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is pretty routine as we go through the evening hours tonight. Still a chance you may encounter one of those random storms that'll be roaming around before they fade out overnight, low 68. Now, tomorrow, the number of storms will actually be a little bit more generous in the afternoon and evening hours. We've got a southward moving front coming into the area. So tomorrow's high around 91. And then I think behind the front on Friday, we're in the upper 80s with perhaps rain chances just about nil on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Need some wood?
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Am I doing this again?
For the senior staff.
All right.
A number of the cabinet members have already
My memory is not as good as Justice Roberts. Mr. President, it's a slight diversion, but I think we got to be nice to him. The chairman of the Finance Committee, Max Baucus, is here. So we got to make sure, Max, just remember, when we call, when I call, just say yes, Joe, okay? One overwhelming reason why I never ran for mayor, Richie, it's too hard.
By the way, do you know the website?
You know, I'm embarrassed. You know the website number? I should have it in front of me, and I don't. I'm actually embarrassed. President Obama says nobody messes with Joe. My passion to make sure this is done right, it may exceed my abilities. And I want to be blunt with you off script here.
At 5:16, time for a risky click of the day. Oh, by the way, did you see that Instagram was caught connecting, and this is from the Wall Street Journal, connecting a vast pedophile network? You know, maybe if Mark Zuckerberg and his people were more interested in preventing tragedies like this instead of who's posting something that says something nice about Donald Trump or any other conservative they hate. Think about this. This is using a social media network out in the open to promote a vast network of accounts openly devoted to the commission and purchase of underage sex content. But they'll flag you if you put misinformation up there.
Well, they allowed Antifa and BLM to get together. Sure.
Right, during the those memorable George Floyd, mostly peaceful but fiery protests from 3 years ago. Yeah, in fact, the governor of Minnesota's daughter was telling the rioters where not to go so they could continue to loot and burn and do whatever they were doing. That's okay. But if you should post something that they deem to be misinformation, well, they'll kick you off social media for a day or close your account or do whatever. It's so sick. So, Mark Zuckerberg, I can only assume that you're a supporter of pedophilia. Until you show me something different. It's the Wall Street Journal, folks, it's not Alex Jones, although we're starting to realize that a lot of what he's been saying was true, too. Isn't that amazing? Tomorrow, we have Mark Grobert on the show from 3:30 to about 3:50, 3:55, whatever time we can create there. Let's see. I'm going to like this Prince Harry. I'm just checking the Daily Mail. That's really an excellent website for true American stories. You got to go to the Daily Mail in London to find out what's happening here because our media is totally corrupted. And today it was announced that Chris Licht, who came into CNN to try and build their ratings because their ratings sucked, he's out. Who knows what that means? Are they going to bring back Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head again? Or Cuomo or some of these other losers? You know what they really need? They need Donald Trump. He got them their biggest audience of the year so far. And now they're back in the dregs. I think Newsmax beats them in some time slots. And that's kind of hard because Newsmax is not a must-carry channel for a lot of cable and satellite services. Really, it's becoming a nut house. This is why we're heading over to Baumhauer's later. I've collected a bunch of... a couple of stories. One says that if you're on a date, first-time date, you'll know within 20 minutes whether you want a second. You know what? I think before I ask somebody, I would try to determine their multiple date potential.
Why waste your time?
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody you're interested in.
But everybody has a system, right? This story says, two bears and a puppy is a quick test to see how you really feel about somebody. Would you want to have two beers with someone? And would you trust them to look after your puppy for the weekend? Think about that. That's actually... that's really one of the most gut-wrenching, honest questions you can ask yourself. Which is why, and I try only in emergencies, I reach out to Rosie. if Mr. Thing needs a companion for a little while. Because I would trust my puppy with Rosie.
Yeah.
I'd probably trust my puppy with Joey, but he'd probably be on the phone with chicks all afternoon, so I don't know if that's a viable option. Seattle asked residents to clean up before MLB game. What does that mean? That's an interesting looking story. Seattle asked residents to clean up before. Oh, is that the All-Star game?
Probably. Yeah. Probably the.
Yeah, they're taking the All-Star game to a city with junkies on every corner. But I don't think Atlanta's gotten a call from the commissioner of baseball saying, hey, we're giving you back the All-Star game next year because we erroneously bought into that bullcrap from fat-ass Stacey Abrams and her big lie and took the game away, hurting mostly black businesses, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't make these people up, as David Blackman says, and why would you if you could? Yeah, this is what they're doing. They're asking volunteers, look at the streets.
Yeah.
And they're going to have dignitaries and people from all over the country coming to this game. And the streets are just garbage dumps there. But they want volunteers to do it. Holy crap. But let's not give the game to Atlanta because they make people prove who they are when they go to vote. Can't have that. All right, Emery.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm glad you got to me so quick because of this.
Well, we're going to a break, so I wanted to get you on so you didn't have to wait.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
The Haunted House episode, season 4, episode 2, Andy Griffith comes on at 5:30.
Oh.
Set your DVR or your Betamax.
I actually have that episode memorized.
Correct. Well, it's out of the top 100, it's like number one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. That's
all right, guys. Have a great afternoon. Love your show.
Thanks,
Emery.
That's a nice, thoughtful recommendation. We got to get our buddy from Prattville back in here. The guy that's written
Spirit
the book.
Spirit Walker.
Yeah, Spirit Walker. We got to get him back on. So we can
listens.
To at least one afternoon of something that brings back warm memories and doesn't make us want to vomit. And I got a pile of those stories right here. 5:23, when life creates crisis or you create a crisis in your life or you're ambushed by one. You will not be the first person to say, I had no idea my spouse wanted a divorce until I got served with papers. It happens, and it's a very emotionally stressful time. And I don't know, I think the conventional wisdom is that when you're under emotional attack, making life-changing decisions is probably not a good idea. Reach out for counsel, not just legal advice, but counsel and advocacy, and turn it over. Because your first impulse, well, I'll fix this, and boy, do you ever. And it generally doesn't work out well. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson are the people to call when you have a crisis. Perhaps you're already divorced and somebody's trying to change the rules, the relationship, the visitation, so forth. You need, if you try to manage that yourself, it's probably how you make things worse. Get somebody who will go in there and fight with the same passion that you would if you could represent yourself legally. And that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. And their firm now represents both men and women in matters of divorce. You can find the scope of their services at thealabamafamilylawyers.com. Of course, we mentioned divorced men and women, child custody, child support, attempted changes. They also handle, well, we did my will on the show right before surgery, family law, representing parents of blended families and anywhere in the entire state of Alabama. They are trained mediators, and they can consult you by phone, by Zoom. You just need to know that when you retain an attorney, whether they're in a Zoom conference, a judge's chamber, or in a courtroom, they are fighting tenaciously on your behalf for the best possible outcome. 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, or reach out to thealabamafamilylawyers.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 525.
from the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. Here's the latest traffic update.
We are very busy on I-85 north and southbound through downtown Montgomery. Slow traffic northbound from around Alabama State all the way out to Perry Hill. And we're very congested 85 southbound from around South Union at Jackson Hospital and South Union up to the 65 Merge. Boulevards are light to moderate. Busiest I-85 at East Boulevard. 231 to Wetumpka, we're a little congested there, and 31 to Prattville looking pretty good right at the moment. Registration for fall classes going on now at Trenum State. This is the time of the year to get your financial aid in order. Change your life. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Look, honey, Mary Poppins is on TV.
Did you know that while filming, Julie Andrews wore a cheap lipstick that fell apart and made her breath stink?
Really?
Yes. Her super color fragile lipstick gave her halitosis.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And now laughing uncontrollably. Ooh, God, that makes me uncomfortable. No doubt at that great dad joke. Here is Jacqueline Tomlinson.
How did you know?
That you were laughing uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
I know where your funny bone is and what hits it.
Hey, nailed it.
I have, you're not on a speaker, are you?
No, never.
Why is this? I'm going to get myself dumped on this show because I've about had it up to here with this phone. This is a talk show.
Is it just me?
Can we please get a system that allows people to sound like they're calling from our planet and not Uranus? Jeez. It's not your fault.
Calling Jacqueline down to earth.
By the way, here's some delightful news. I always thought Mark Meadows was a stand-up guy. Story just out. Mark Meadows flips on Trump, agrees to plead guilty to federal charges in exchange for immunity.
What else was promised to him?
Wow. So...
what else was promised besides immunity?
I don't know. It says prosecutors are ready to ask grand jurors to approve an indictment against Trump for violating U.S. criminal code known as 793, which prohibits gathering, transmitting, or losing any information respecting the national defense. Was this government? Is this what the documents at Mar-a-Lago? Ugh. They're just... why don't they just go and execute him? Get it over with. Because that's...
because this is like the Salem witch hunts all over again.
It's worse. It's worse. It's, you know, the Salem witch hunts you can dismiss to a time when people were uneducated and superstitious. This is...
we still are.
That's true. You're right. I don't know if you heard that segment earlier where the guy was asking, you know, basically Gen Zers, fundamental questions that anybody should be able to answer, even if they weren't particularly brilliant in school. And it's on my Facebook page. Go take a look when you have a chance.
I shall.
It's depressing.
So I have assembled here at this time.
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
We've invited Jacqueline into the newsroom so we can discuss some other odds and ends stories with you. Get your take.
Oh.
All right, there's a new trend, speaking of Gen Z, a new trend, a term that they call bed rotting, where you stay in bed all day and relax. Not much more to it than that. Bed rotting and bed rot have been trending online. Videos about it have racked over 300 million. So people, 300 million people took time to watch videos on YouTube about people doing nothing. It's like Seinfeld was for that. It's appealing to young people for a few reasons. It doesn't cost anything. It's an easy topic to make a TikTok about. And if you have roommates or live at home, you're probably spending a lot of your time in the room anyway. Some people think Gen Z's obsession with self-care has gone far enough. Maybe the next trend should be to get up and actually do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about applying for jobbing?
Yeah,
then we'll let you know.
Your butt off thing.
This story is truly disturbing. Roughly 3 in 10 Americans under 30. Again, this speaks to the slow, careful, but nonstop effort to infiltrate the education system and turn the brains of our youth into crap. 3 in 10 Americans under 30 favor the government installing surveillance cameras in every household to reduce domestic violence, abuse, and other illegal activity. They really believe this is how they're selling this? Well, it'll prevent domestic violence. No, it won't. But this is... That's
systematic change in mental health is what changes domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, socioeconomic factors, education factors, but most of it is learned behavior. Surveillance is not the answer.
Who's going to surveil? What? Where are they going to put the camera in the house? Because most houses have more than one room.
Every room.
They'd have to.
Even in the bathroom.
And I can see people lining up by the dozens to get these jobs to monitor these houses, hoping and catching a quick peek at some perversion. Wow. Hey, you...
Well, think about it. How would you turn it off, Greg? Like, if you were going to have some alone adult time with your significant other, how would you do that? You can't, because you have a camera. Or what about when your children are bathing or changing?
Oh, they love that. I mean, we've got so many deviants in government now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, We have an expectation of privacy. Like, there's a whole class in law school about it.
We have a whole...
That far outreaches.
We have a whole generation of people who think privacy is being able to talk to somebody on your cell phone without being overheard. That's their definition of privacy. They have no idea on this.
I have no idea that there's no expectation of privacy there.
What would you do? This is from a website where people share their personal stories of trauma. What would you do if your son came home and said, "Hey, my teacher has a nice rack"? This is a four-year-old kid. A four-year-old kid. Where are they learning this?
At home.
When I was 4, I knew a rack was you put the pool balls, pool table balls in it, into a nice triangle. That's the only rack I knew when I was 4.
I don't even think Steven would know that. And I'm sitting here watching him cannonball into the pool.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, I don't know how I would react.
If you think you have problems, here's a guy. Today, my dad turned up drunk to an intervention for my brother's drug addiction.
Great.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You wonder why the kid's drug addicted.
I am going to run down a list of America's 10 most quoted, unquote, most trusted brands, and you tell me yay or nay on the ones that you agree that you trust, okay?
Trust? Okay.
Trust or not trust? Band-Aid.
No.
UPS.
No.
Amazon?
No.
Absolutely not.
Lysol?
Yes.
No.
Kleenex?
No.
Cheerios?
No.
Visa's on the list, and what I read about them today is disgusting. They're part of the group, by the way, that wants to do away with Mount Rushmore.
No.
Dove soap?
No.
The Weather Channel? Who needs that? Yes. We've got Rich Thomas. Oh, okay. And FedEx?
No.
Well, according to a consumer survey, those are the 10 most trusted brands in the U.S. But after this whole thing with Bud Light and Target, and those situations are just getting exponentially worse every day.
I mean, I can't say that I trust anybody. I mean, if you look at the last 5 years, I can't say that I trust anything in our food, anything in our water, anything that, you know, any type of company wants to sell me, wants me to buy, because I feel like there's an alternative, ulterior motive to everything. There's always a hidden agenda. They're always trying to infiltrate my kids with some sort of, you know, stuff.
Ideologies.
Yes, and things. And so I don't trust anybody. Like, even like the Cheerios.
Sorry, we had a technical glitch there. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm still on planet Earth, by the way. I'm not.
No, you sound alive and local now.
Yeah, I'm live and local. But you know what I mean? I don't trust anything anymore. I hate to say that.
By the way, you'll never guess who's on the other line.
Who?
Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad. I thought he was out of touch for a minute.
Out of touch?
I thought she was out of the country. Like, out of... Not like, you know, in a facility or anything. I meant, like, out of the country, traveling the world, seeing things.
Well, I will be able to ask him in a moment.
Please do. I wish I could follow him.
We can't conference anybody on this thing, right?
No.
What a bunch of crap. Let's try. If I lose you, forgive me, okay?
If you lose me, you lose me. If you lose me, it's fine.
All right. So then we bring down Chad. See,
hello?
His line is not working. Chad? Chad?
No, Chad.
Well, you're there. Well, at least we got the blue button to light up.
Yeah.
That's improved.
Well, that's a start.
Well, I'm going to have
to... Well, go talk to Chad and hear about his worldly adventures, and I'm going to go back to the computer and keep working now that Daddy has the kids.
When you have a chance to come by the house, let me know. Give me a day's notice so we can have a pie ready for you. I want you to see our new look.
I will, and you told everybody why I'm not there, right? Lola's a little under the weather.
I thought I'd keep that private. I said we'll be talking to you later.
Oh, it's fine. Well, I don't want... I'm supposed to be there, but I'm not. So people are probably wondering, like, Jacqueline's supposed to be there today.
I came out at 3 o'clock. Jacqueline would be here, but she thinks I'm a 24-carat
rectum,
so she decided to stay home.
No, Lola has a little fever virus, but we're fine.
All right, well, hope she gets better. Hope you get better, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday already.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. Before we take Chad's call, I do want her to come down and see the new look because she has excellent taste. And after years of just shaking my head at our patio, the ceiling, all the outdoor wood, the garage, the doors from the outside, it was embarrassing. So, this is Ritterbottle. Goes over to New Look Decorating, meets Brett Lanham and the team there, starts talking ideas, colors. They make recommendations. We buy the top-tier Benjamin Moore paint. Scott Bowers comes out to apply it, and it looks amazing. Totally transformative. Plus, they pressure wash the walls. I mean, it looks like the house was just built. Plus, we have a driveway that glows in the dark. That is a new look. So whether it's indoor, outdoor, anywhere in the house, consult with people who have the experience and the integrity to make great suggestions to help you achieve that new look. New Look Decorating Center on Atlanta Highway. and Bell Road, right there on the north side of that intersection. They have their own private traffic signal, lets you in and out of Atlanta Highway, so it's easy to get and go and tap into the energy and creativity in there with paint, wallpaper, and more. And please tell Brett Lanham and team you heard about him here. Chad,
What's happening?
Oh, man, now we're up against the wall.
I can hold.
You can?
Yeah, go ahead, take your break.
I'll make it as brief as I possibly can. And we're also getting ready to head over to Baumhauer's. And by the way, a week from tonight, we will be gathering at Baumhauer's to welcome Scott Bees, and we're going to have a reception for Scott. And that should be a fun evening. We'll have some party stuff going on. We hope you'll join us for that. We'll be back with Chad here in a moment at 5:41.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is pretty routine as we go through the evening hours tonight. Still a chance you may encounter one of those random storms that'll be roaming around before they fade out overnight, low 68. Now, tomorrow, the number of storms will actually be a little bit more generous in the afternoon and evening hours. We've got a southward moving front coming into the area. So tomorrow's high around 91. And then I think behind the front on Friday, we're in the upper 80s with perhaps rain chances just about nil on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We welcome Legal Eagle Local Heartthrob.
Yes! Oh, Chad!
To the phone.
What's happening?
Hey, man, it's great to hear from you. It's been a while. Where you
been? Been traveling. I went, took Mrs. Legal Eagle to London,
and then
to Scotland. We had a friend whose daughter got married in St. Andrews. We got to see that beautiful course. Oh my God,
that is so amazing.
Unbelievably beautiful there. And we had sunny weather the entire time we were there. So it was just a nice little vacation. 34 years for Mr. and Mrs. Legal. So
congratulations.
Had a good time. And been kind of watching, you know, some of the Trump stuff from afar. This is, this one, I think they got him on. So,
what is the nature of this charge, just so we understand?
It's going to be mishandling and disclosing confidential information, some of these top secret documents. And I think you just talked about the plea agreement with what's his name. And
Mark Meadows, and
what happened is that apparently Trump had a phone conversation with Mark Meadows where he was discussing top secret document concerning Iran and I guess Iran's military capabilities with Mark Meadows, which he shouldn't have been doing. And it looks like Meadows is probably a witness to it, and Meadows was probably offered the deal, hey, we're going to prosecute you if you don't, you know, if you don't roll over. We'll give you immunity otherwise. So if I were Mark Meadows' lawyer, I would have told him to take the deal. Now, the thing that's ironic about all this is that look at all the documents that Hillary Clinton had and that Biden has. You know, talk about mishandling of top secret documents.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the thing that really gets me as an American is the political use of prosecutorial discretion, you know. And by the time that thing gets to trial, it'll be like right in the middle of the primary, you know. It's a nothing burger of a case. There are defenses, you know,
Right.
But it's just another kind of drip kind of case, you know, and you know, they've got a special counsel, you know, who the bad thing about it is when they appoint special counsels are people in, you know, looking for a crime, you know, not that one's been committed, but that's their task is to go find one to justify their special counselness, you know.
Now, how do you see this now that we know that Meadows, that was to me the big story of the afternoon. Meadows is going to.
He's in a tough bind, but I've kind of lost hope in Meadows after he screwed the pooch on that budget deal the other day. That to me was far less, you know, forgivable because he they got some good things out of it, but they caved on some major stuff.
Oh yeah,
you know, which they didn't really need.
That's what Republicans do best. They cave, they give up, they surrender.
Yeah, they finally had the upper hand, and they had Biden on the ropes, and it's kind of like, you know, oh, we don't want to win, we'll let you have this round, you know. So
that is a thing with Republicans. They love to snatch. Somebody once said, and maybe you'll remember, because it was something akin to Martha. Republicans are much more comfortable when they're the minority party.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to say that a lot. They'd rather be minority party where they can throw, you know, they can be brave. You can always throw brave cheap shots from the cheap seats when you're not in charge. You know, you can just criticize the whole time. But when it comes time to actually lead, where you have to have accountability for your decisions and your policies.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them they're just not good leaders, you know? But anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with Trump on this. I think that this is going to have a deleterious effect on his campaign overall, and you've got these other indictments that are going to come that are more political than this one is.
It's almost like these other newly announced candidates know this is coming, and now's the time to get in because he'll be unable to run.
Yeah, I don't even think Chris Christie's serious about running. I think he's just trying to get rid of Trump, you know, piling on. And that's pretty bad if Chris Christie piles on you.
Oh, my God. So, yeah.
You know.
You could suffocate.
Yeah, yeah. Blood. Yeah, he's a windbag. You know, he's a windbag. He was a one-term.
Well, he was governor of New Jersey during the pandemic, and he's telling us, stay off the beach.
Yeah.
So where does he park his fat ass? On the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, he's the one that had the hand-in-hand romantic walk with Obama down the beach after the hurricane that hit up there in New Jersey.
Oh,
you know, I'm sure they just gushed over Bruce Springsteen the entire time, you know.
Bruce Springsteen makes me sick.
I'm not a Springsteen fan. You know, I like a couple of his songs, but, you know, sorry.
He sells his music catalog for $300 million. That's just his catalog. He's on the road every frickin' day of the year, and then he turns around and he's the blue-collar man.
I'm the common man.
He is.
like Joe Biden, I'm the common man because I take Amtrak. You're the common man with three houses and one on the beach at Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Yeah, you're common, all right. You know, so... I love all these common men who are multimillionaires. And if you think the Republicans have money, you need to go look at who has the most money. It's the Democrats, the Democrat politicians. Dianne Feinstein's worth a fortune. Nancy Pelosi's worth a fortune. The Kennedys are worth a fortune. I mean, you can go down the whole list there. Even Charlie Rangel. Remember Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie had Charlie was able to get a hold of two rent control properties in New York and also have a house in Bermuda or somewhere in the Bahamas. I can't remember where it was. Bermuda's not the Bahamas, so let me correct that. Somewhere down in the Caribbean.
Chad, before we wrap up, I want to ask you, what was the coolest thing you saw in London?
Well, in London, I got to see two great shows. I got to see Mamma Mia and I got to see Jersey Boys. But I also got to watch the complete changing of the guard with the bands and everything. I mean, a huge changing of the guard, not just a simple one. And it was... and we just happened to walk up on it, you know, right before it started. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, what I found in particular is how clean the central downtown of London was. It was absolutely spotless. But probably my favorite place where I went was at the top of a hotel called the Russex Hotel,
Russex.
Which is... on the 18th green of the old course at Old Edwards, where the Open is played.
Wow.
So they have a restaurant. It's only four stories high. I don't think any building can be any higher than that. And they have a restaurant with a bar and an open deck outside where you can walk out and you are overlooking from 40 feet up the 18th green and the approach. And I don't know how anybody plays it because the undulation of the grass was just unbelievable. But the sun wasn't setting until after 10, like 10:30. So we had golfers coming in at like 10 o'clock, still finishing their rounds at 10 o'clock at night.
I love undulations.
Undulating is good.
Wow, you can almost not see New York. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, I know, isn't that? Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to fly into that yesterday.
I am so glad you're back and on the phone, and we hope to hear from you.
You will.
Regularly.
Good to talk to you guys. Y'all take care.
All right,
likewise.
You too.
We're getting ready to head over to Baumhauer's, and as I mentioned earlier, a week from tonight, we have a very special event planned at Baumhauer's welcoming Scott Beeson. He'll be here for a meet and greet, and we're going to, I don't have all the details yet, but we're going to do some special things to get you out for a night. It's a wonderful group up there. I'll be heading over there. Hope your cat feels
me
better,
too.
Recovers. That's Tigger, right?
Yep.
All right. Look, this is a woman that prays for every human being on the planet. Have a prayer for Rosie and Tigger tonight. I would be very grateful if you would do that. 5:53, this will be our final traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have a new accident, Atlanta Highway at Cecil. That's just past Coliseum Boulevard. Please watch out for emergency units responding there. A couple other minor accidents, but nothing slowing down traffic flow. We're still very busy on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Given to traffic on 231 to Wetumpka, and the boulevard's light to mostly moderate traffic. We'll keep you updated if any major problems pop up. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that will get it done. MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
What does it say here?
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. You know what? I'm sorry. I think it should be around. What are you signaling? Me? To stop talking? Oh, all right. I'll stop talking. No, just had to tell me. That's all you
get. Round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers, a one-of-a-kind, unique Montgomery jeweler. Troop Booth is the owner since 2015, but his grandparents started the business way back in 1977. He's a certified gemologist, and he knows this business so well. Now, Troop tells us he's been seeing a lot of demand this week to sell gold. Gold and silver are very high right now. He's paying high for gold jewelry and scrap gold. He's also buying gold and silver bullion, and he's offering up to 20% more than anyone else in the area. Heirloom Jewelers is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2 by appointment only. You can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0666. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughan Road at the corner of Watchman Drive, truly one of a kind. Again, call Troop at 260-0666 for Heirloom Jewelers.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
I'm EF Rosie Brock. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. Thanks for all the great calls. We're headed to Baumhauer's now. Come and join us there. And a big event there a week from tonight. We'll tell you more as we get closer. In the meantime, you have a great and safe night. And thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM.